With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. After the House voted to pass a $1.2 trillion spending plan to avoid a partial government shutdown, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Congresswoman from Georgia, launched an effort Friday to oust her party's own recently elected leader, House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene says her move is a warning for Speaker Johnson.
I'm not saying that it won't happen in 2 weeks or it won't happen in a month or who knows when, but I am saying the clock has started. It's time for our conference to choose a new speaker.
But GOP New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he's strongly against a push to oust Speaker Johnson.
I think it's not only idiotic, but it actually does not do anything to advance the conservative movement.
Speaker Johnson's spokesman says he's focused on governing. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has announced that she is battling cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. There's been much speculation since she's not been seen in public for a while. The princess, in a video released by Kensington Palace, said she needed time and privacy to tell her children the news.
It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
At least 40 people have been killed and more than 100 wounded in an attack on a Moscow concert hall. The attack, which Russian authorities are investigating as terrorism, is the deadliest in Russia in recent years. The venue is still on fire and the death toll may rise. The attack comes days after Russian President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in an election. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 305 points, the Nasdaq rose 27, the S&P declined 7. This is SRN News. Christians are concerned about the Supreme Court.
While the justices have delivered important victories on abortion and religious freedom, they seem to be embracing the concept of transgenderism. In its latest series of orders, the High Court has declined to take up the case of Indiana parents who have seen their child removed from their custody because they would not permit him to live as a girl. In 2020, the Supreme Court ruled that a Minnesota business had to allow a male employee to dress as a woman on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
England's public health service is restricting the use of puberty blockers as a means of helping youngsters live as the opposite sex. Under the new rules, no one under the age of 16 can undertake a so-called medical gender transition. British authorities say there's not enough evidence that helping a teenager live as the opposite sex is actually good for their mental health. The new rules only apply to England's government-run healthcare system. This is SRN News. There's been a mug recall.
Over 400,000 Starbucks-branded mugs made by Nestle and sold during the winter holidays are being recalled. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said that the mugs, when microwaved or filled with extremely hot liquid, can overheat or break, posing burn and laceration hazards. The mugs were sold nationwide, both in store and online at places like Target and Walmart from November through January for about $10, $13, or $20, depending on the gift set. 10 injuries have been reported. John Scott reported.
Missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain has been found dead in a Tennessee river. Police say no foul play is suspected. Metro Nashville police officials confirmed on Friday that Strain's body had been recovered from the Cumberland River approximately 8 miles west of downtown. The 22-year-old Strain was last seen just drinking downtown. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.